When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Want to earn extra cash for the holidays? Amazon Flex is expanding in the San Francisco Bay Area. Opportunities in Richmond, Oakland, and Daly City. Earn around $20 to $27 an hour delivering packages with Amazon. All you need is a car, a smartphone, and some free time. This is a great opportunity to be your own boss, deliver when you want, and make extra money. With Amazon Flex, you'll have flexible hours and great earnings. To get started, download the app at flex.amazon.com. That's F-L-E-X.amazon.com. You must be at least 21 years old. Limited opportunities available. Get started at flex.amazon.com.
Hi, I'm Robbie Earl. Welcome to the Two Robbies podcast, sponsored by Land Rover. As ever, I've got my BFF, Robbie Musto, with me. So, Musty, what have been your takeaways from another drama-packed Premier League of midweek action? Let's start at the top of the table. Leicester City's 2-0 win against Liverpool. You still not having them for top four?
Listen, I'm not like you. I don't mind.
That big inhale gives me problems.
Listen, I tell you what, it's getting harder and harder to see them dropping out of the top four. There's a 10-point gap.
Correct.
Between them and Manchester United. And the way United have been inconsistent, you have to say, right now, I expect Leicester City, incredibly enough, by the way, and this story is as big as there is a story
in the history of the
Premier League.
Go on.
Absolutely. They've got every chance now of finishing in the top four. It's just incredible. There's talk about them, of course, going for the title, which is going to be one step too far.
So the first about turning, 2016.
And they're still, of course, going to go for that. The fact that it looks like they're going to finish in the top four and the way that that could change a football club, Robbie Earl, and let's quickly let me hit you with that. How does it change them? There's going to be £50 million, $75 million minimum for participating in the UEFA Champions League. I mean, in terms of the prestige, the football club, the revenues, the money, the new money from TV and the Premier League, this football club might change
Forever,
or for a very, very long time.
Well, if I was a Leicester City director, I'd be expecting it, Robbie Musto, because I've been telling you all season, Leicester are going in the Champions League. They're going to have Real Madrid, they're going to have Barcelona, and they're going to have Bayern Munich down there. And it's just great that a club that can be struggling in the Premier League, just staying in it one season, can be where they are. And you have to talk about the goal scorers as well, Rob, because you talked about Jamie Vardy, and you said, can he keep it going? Let's just talk about the quality of his finish, mate, the first goal. I mean, absolutely outstanding goal. 18 goals for the season.
Yeah, brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. It's not just him. Just watching that game, Rob, I'm just thinking, you know what? If I'm a fan in there and I'm watching that, I think you know what I mean here. I think everybody wants their team to play well and to win, but they're doing it in a way that the British football fans love.
Enjoy,
with heart, with energy, with effort.
Passion,
they win their
headers.
They win their battles in midfield. They shoot. They go forward quickly. They cross the ball.
And the other thing, Robin, I just want to put in on that, because it's all those things. But let me tell you what else it is. It's quality. I looked at Milner, Lallana and Firmino, and I put that against Okazaki, Mahrez and Vardy, and I'd take the three Leicester boys any day of the week at the moment, Rob. They're more dangerous. They're more threatening. They say they play with it with a little bit more energy and enthusiasm. Yeah. You know, Mahrez looks like he enjoys it. He's nutmegging people. He's joining in. They had a spell of football, Robin. I don't know if you saw the clip. It was like tick-a-tack of Barcelona football at its very best. And I know that's when you're confident. I know it's a little bit easier when you tune a lot, but it actually just highlights that this group of players are more than just a hard-working long ball team.
I tell you what, Rob. Just on the style thing, you know. Just listen to this sort of stuff all the time. Radio phone into the UK and read stuff and stuff. And people are starting to say, well, you know, it's great. They're a great story, but they're really just long ball. And it's important. You talking about quality.
Yeah.
You talking about the tiki taka that we saw. And there was more than one occasion, by the way.
Yeah.
I think that's doing them an injustice. I think they have got the quality, and I think you're right to make that point that it's not just about the heart that they play with and the winning of all the situations around the field of play. They have got good quality.
Quick thought,
how far can they go, Rob?
Yeah, they can be top four, Rob, and they can be...
Why can't they win it?
I think they'll be a little bit short of winning it. I just think they'll be a little bit short, but listen, I ain't going to bet against them. I like the group. I don't think there's any pressure. They've got one focus from now till the end of the season. Everybody else has got European football and FA Cup. They got none of that. But also, Rob, let's quickly turn our hand to Liverpool. Another disappointing day for Jurgen Klopp. He looked visibly shaken again, like I saw him at Watford when his team were poor, that his team couldn't do any better against the Leicester team, who in the end... We're a little bit comfortable when they got the second goal.
I'll tell you what, mate. Liverpool right now, and I kind of had this period with Arsenal a few months ago, Rob, where we used to have conversations and we'd have conference calls and meetings and stuff. And I'd say, you know what? I'm bored with Arsenal. I kind of know what I know what we're getting. I know what's going to happen. And we'll go on and talk about Arsenal, of course, a little bit later on in the podcast. I feel the same way about Liverpool, Rob.
Yeah,
I'm feeling the same way about Liverpool. It's kind of the same old stuff. They're not very good at the back.
Yeah.
And they get in the attacking third, the final third.
It all falls down, doesn't it? Yeah, yeah, there's nothing Liverpool about them. I tell you, this is a bigger job, I think, than Jurgen Klopp took on when he took this job, Rob, and it's going to be tough. Let's quickly move on to Manchester City, because they got what for City was an ugly win, a 1-0 win at Sunderland. Sunderland had the chances, needed an Aguero goal, needed a few Joe Hart saves. A couple of things I want to throw at you, Robbie Musto. Pep Guardiola has been announced now for the summer. Does that change anything in the dynamic, in the running now for Manchester City and that group of players?
You know, I thought long and hard about this, and I think the conclusion is I don't think it changes anything. I think they all know what's going on. I think the announcement was an excellent thing to do, and Pellegrini, the way that he dealt with it, was very classy, very good. But I think, you know, in terms of the run-in, I think they love the manager, Pellegrini. I think they're going to love Pep Guardiola. I think there is situations where some of the players will be playing for their future. You might get one or two, Robbie Earl, you know, I'm thinking of Yaya Toure, maybe a couple of others that are like, well, you know, this guy's going to go and I'm not sure that Pep Guardiola is going to fancy me. Do I really need to push myself to the limit to win a title?
Does that make Pellegrini's job a little bit more difficult though, Rob? Does he have to look at those things and see if it's affecting some people? I mean, they've got a big squad. They've got plenty of different options.
Yeah, he does have to look at that, of course, and you're right. They've got good options. And you know, I think there is a concern that De Bruyne, whose end product is excellent, is out now for a period of time. The only person I'd chuck in, Rob, is the young lad.
Yeah.
Alechi Iheanacho.
He's been good. Yeah, they've put him in the Champions League squad, I noticed, didn't they? That was quite a significant move that they've joined him into the group. So I think there's a little bit more trust coming in him.
Yeah, I think there's more trust coming in him. And I think Aguero is... Is Aguero. I think he's finding his form. I think David Silva is still a little bit of a concern trying to get to his peak level again. But, I mean, the upcoming game, we're going to quickly talk about it, Rob.
Let's move to it. Yeah, it's top of the table clash, Rob. I didn't think we'd be saying this after 24 games. Top of the table clash, Manchester City, not a surprise, versus Leicester City at the Etihad. We've got it at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on NBCSN. Yeah. How do you see this one going? I mean, do Leicester go into that? If Leicester... don't get beaten this one. Do we have to start seriously saying that they're title contenders?
Yeah, I think so. And the matchup fascinates me.
Yeah,
it fascinates me because it's the kind of the different styles. It's classic football worldwide, proactive. Man City, they want the ball, they want to create, they want to craft goals, they want possession, they want territory against the reactive team, the Leicester City. They are okay with that. They're okay with you coming onto them. They'll win the ball, drink water and Kante, win it back. We saw a brilliant goal, same stuff. They win the ball back, a direct ball over the top, the pace of Vardy, the finishing ability of him. I think it makes for a brilliant matchup, and I think it's tough to call.
Yeah.
I think it's tough to call.
I think the whole game for me, Rob, hinges on Manchester City's defending.
Yeah.
If they defend well in the game and do the job properly and don't make mistakes and don't play silly offsides, then they'll have enough quality to win the game. But if they don't, Rob, they get run down. If they let people make runs in behind, if they don't follow long balls, they will get hurt and this Leicester team will run all over them. It's a fascinating game, one really to look forward to. We're going to move on to the team, my favourites for the title. It was interesting, Rob, because you said after they got beat to Chelsea, you weren't too worried. They'd had two draws, one against Liverpool, one against Stoke, away from home. I think we all accept that they ain't bad points. They lost at home to Arsenal. We said, OK, didn't see too much that worried me.
to Chelsea.
Were you more worried about the 0-0 draw against Southampton?
Yeah, and the defeat to Chelsea. I said after the two draws, you know what? These are difficult away games. They've dug in there a little bit. They've got a little bit of character. They've got 2 points. But now they've got to get back to winning ways. And they haven't. And that has to be a concern. And it's kind of like, you know, you know how I feel about this, Rob.
Groundhog Day.
They've got better. They've got better in goal. Yeah. Ozil's production makes them better. Giroud, all of a sudden, you know, looks a little bit shaky. You tell me why it is that you trust Arsene Wenger. You keep saying it every week on the podcast.
Yep.
You've got to tell me and the listeners now why you still think they can make it happen.
Let me tell you one thing that's happened in this last 7 days. It tells me that Arsene Wenger has got to realise this is a chance. Pep Guardiola coming into this league with Manchester City. Arsenal may never have a better chance to win the Barclays Premier League title in the next 10 years because other teams are going to get better. Manchester United will be better. They'll have a new manager. Man City, we know, are going to have a war chest. Chelsea will have a new man installed. Arsenal have to know as a group and as a manager it's their time. And if they don't, Rob, I will hold my hands up and say, in Arsenal, I do not trust anymore.
I'll tell you what, Rob, just on their performance, you know, and, you know, we often talk about Arsenal as they need to roll the sleeves up. They've got to get back. They've got to defend. They've got to work hard and show that type of way of protecting leads and to go on and win games. I'll tell you something else they need. They need a ruthless streak in the final third.
Yeah, to stick it in.
Are they ruthless enough, Rob? Are they got a desire to win, to go and score? Ozil, put your foot through the ball. Make sure you score. Yeah. I don't see that with their makeup.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Sometimes they want beauty rather than the power finishes. There's a few sort of smiles when it doesn't go in. It's not quite that hunger, but I'm not going to give up on Arsene. This is his year, and Arsene, we trust.
Have they got a win against Bournemouth, Rob?
It's must-win stuff now, Rob. They're, you know, going to talk about Tottenham, who've moved ahead of Arsenal on goal difference. I know you fancy this team. Harry Kane gets two again. Dele Alli continues to show that he's going to be a promising player going forward. Are they serious title contenders?
You tell me. You know how I feel about this. They're contenders, Robbie. And I'm amazed with what you cherish in the game and what's important to you that you don't think or you haven't.
Correct, Robbie Mustard. It's a big day today. No, still contenders, obviously, because they're in the top four. I still don't think they win the title. Let me give you my one reason. I'm now talking what we call insurance, and I talked about it on the transfer deadline day. I would have liked them to have taken two insurance policies. One, a centre-forward who just might come in and get you 5 goals if something happens to Harry Kane, form, injury or something. Centre-back. Vertonghen could be out for up to 2 months. Kevin Vimmer's come in and done okay, but if he has a bit of a bad time, I don't want to move Eric Dier out of that central position and disrupt the midfield because that's worked so well for me. I would have taken an insurance policy if I'm Spurs because if you're good enough and going to win the league, no one will question that you spent money and spend the right kind of money and you're getting two good players who you'll need in the Champions League.
Rob, with all due respect, that's a lot of rubbish.
Thank you, Robbie Mustard.
All that is a load of rubbish.
So you're saying if Harry Kane gets injured, this team can still win the title?
You can say that for everybody.
No, exactly.
All the big teams, Rob, have got a star player that they're going to miss. Yeah, sure,
course,
Harry Kane.
Of course you're going to miss him, but you've got
to... If he gets injured, it's a problem.
You have a chance. You have one window, Rob. Spurs Football Club, who haven't won titles for donkey's years, you have a chance to spend some money. It's been known all season that Spurs are short of another top-class striker.
Other teams are short of strikers. Other people lose their key players.
And that might be their problem. That might be their issue that they haven't signed. If you're Spurs and you're in the position, they haven't spent a whole load of money, go and get an insurance policy. Go and take Charlie Austin and put him on the bench, Robbie Musto. And
I'll tell you who's their insurance policy, by the way. Natter Chadley, been out injured, goals. Hyun-min Son, scored goals. Lamella didn't play the other day.
That's why you're not winning the title, Robbie Musto, I'm afraid.
No, they got other players to play. And Eric Dier, you talk about Vertonghen, absolutely can play centre back. They've got so many central midfield players that have done a very good job. They've got cover there as well.
I don't want to talk anymore about Tottenham. I'm not having your argument. Let's talk Man United. Let me get you in an even better mood. Manchester United won 3-0 regulation when it seemed against Stoke City. Just let me say one thing without Anthony Martial. Without this kid, where would Manchester United be? Scores a goal, assists in two. two, been outstanding for them over the last few weeks, and gives Louis van Gaal a little bit of breathing space.
Well, who brought him in? Who does the credit go to?
Yes, Louis van Gaal. Great bit of business.
Yeah, listen, inconsistencies of United have plagued the team all season. Do you know what I think now? I think when I see this team, Marsh on the left, Mata tucked in behind Wayne Rooney, Jesse Lingard, you've got to say, Rob, that Van Gaal loves a young player.
Yeah.
He trusts a young player. And I've said before that there is a talent gap at Manchester United with these young players that will take time to develop. And there should be other mature players to come in and play. But you've got to say, these young players are getting better.
Yeah.
Borthwick Jackson, the young left-back, what a ball it was in for that first goal. For Lingard, another young player or player that's not particularly experienced. Martial is getting better
week in, week out. Absolutely, no doubt. But we've seen this change of system. We've seen him tinkering things when we've not. There's no need to, and it's affected. It's hamstrung some of these young kids showing their ability. So you now, are you in the position where you're saying Louis van Gaal's safe till the summer? Is that kind of where we're at now?
Well, listen, I haven't fired him yet, and I'm not firing him now.
No.
And unless it gets a lot worse quickly, I'm saying, everybody, shut up. Get on. Let the man coach the team. See if he can get something out of Memphis Depay over the next few weeks. Get him into the team. See if there's an improvement there.
Yeah.
And let's look at it in the last few weeks of the season. At the end of the season, if he finishes short of that top four, it's like, you know what? You've had 2 years, Louis van Gaal. We've gone backwards. We might have to look at getting somebody else.
So I just think
leave the guy alone now for a bit.
Yeah, let's just put this in perspective. So they're 10 points behind Leicester, who are top of the table. They're sitting fifth at the moment. Big shout, Robbie Musto, which you've said all along. Do Manchester United make the top four? And if they do, who drops out? Who the team who they replace?
Well, listen, it's tough. And I think it's between... I think you've got to say that Man City, Tottenham and Arsenal are going to be in the top
four. They make 10 points on Leicester.
Well, that's what I mean. I think it's going to be very difficult.
Second turnaround in 2016. Are you having Man United just outside the top four?
I think it's really hard, mate. I think it's hard for them to get in. I'll be honest with you.
There's a huge game at Stamford Bridge on Sunday with two teams who are not really where they both want to be. Chelsea mid-table, Manchester United fifth, but it's 11 o'clock kick-off, 11 a.m. Eastern time on NBCSN. Chelsea v Man United. That's another big one on Sunday, Rob. Do Chelsea... I always get the sense that Chelsea are waiting for these big days. They can raise a game. That's when the players want to show that they're still quality players and they can do it.
Yeah, absolutely right. Absolutely right. Couldn't agree more. That's my number one point on my notes pad here. This team, like a game like today against Watford, Rob, I don't see
Chelsea really care that much, driving
to win it. They could have gone further to win that game. There's not really a motivation that's above and beyond what's normal. That, you know, a motivation to be champions, to get to a final. So I think that's what we're seeing at the moment. We're definitely seeing a better team. I think Cesc Fabregas is running games a lot more.
Yeah.
Costa's doing good stuff. I think Oscar's enjoying stuff a little bit more. The John Terry stuff I thought was fascinating. And I just... Listen, are we going to go there? Because I think the guy deserves another year. I think the guy deserves another year contract on his performance. If they're going to give Branislav Ivanovic another year extension, you're telling me that John Terry doesn't deserve it? I heard you on the broadcast, Rob, and you were a little bit like, you know what?
If a club makes a decision, you have to honour the decision. Don't give somebody through sympathy. But listen, Rob, that's going to be a podcast. We're going to have the John Terry discussion between now and the end of the season. Just got to get your shout on the game. Who do you fancy? I fancy Chelsea strongly at home on Sunday for this one.
Oh, wow. Who do I fancy to win this game? I think the most likely outcome is a draw, but if I have to go for a winner, it's Chelsea.
Yep, I think I'm with you on that one. Quickly, let's talk about the other game today. Everton 3-0 home win against Newcastle at Goodison. A good result for Everton. 3 goals, 3 points, another clean sheet, which I think is important. They've got themselves on a little bit of form, but just want to focus a little bit on Newcastle, Rob. Had a great transfer window, brought in some quality now. Are the excuses running out for Steve McClaren?
Absolutely, they're running out. And I just think, you know, you can bring in quality footballers, Rob. And I keep coming back in this particular podcast, coming back to character. He hasn't bought any character, has he?
He's bought
players that have got quality, like other players on the team, but they haven't signed any character. Let me ask you this question, Robbie.
Okay.
And if you're going to war, right, out of this Newcastle United team, Who do you want? Who do you want on your side?
I'll take Colback with me.
Just Wijnaldum, I take with me.
Wijnaldum,
Other than that, I don't know who I'm taking with me.
Not too sure after that myself. But do you know the other thing, Rob, though, when you look at the group of players, and there's a couple of big managers, and Neil Ashton talked to us on the Transfer Deadline show and said these big rumours that Brendan Rodgers is waiting in the wings if things don't work out. Because I see it a perfect fit for Brendan. I think there's a good group of players who you can get more out of if you can unify the group. You know, we've seen what he can do at Liverpool when he's on the training ground. That could be an interesting sort of thing that could play out over the rest of the season.
I agree, Rob. I think, you know, I think Brendan Rodgers never really felt loved at Liverpool. Mm. I think going to Newcastle United,
would
a club
perfect,
that
wouldn't it?
For some success and some good football, he could absolutely make a difference with that particular squad of players. Are they going down, by the way, Robbie? Are they still in the bottom three?
They could go down, but I think they'd change their manager before, and I think he would give them a lift and keep them up. Somebody like David Moyes could get a mention, Rob, for that job. It's a great job, and if you can keep them up... I've been seeing what Leicester have done this season, Rob. If you keep that Newcastle team up, some will believe that you could take them into the top six for the next season. If Mike Ashley's prepared to spend a little bit of money, as we've seen in this window, you know, give the owners some credit. They've spent heavily over the last two windows, and what we're seeing on the football pitch is not good enough. And Steve McClaren was asked after the game, are you confident you'll get a reaction this weekend in the game coming up for Newcastle against West Bromwich Albion? And guess what he said? He kind of went, I'm hoping I get the response. I mean, that isn't your job. You've got to get a response, Steve McClaren, because this group of players should be 10th or somewhere around that position in the league at worst.
I'll tell you what, Martinez needed the win, didn't he, for Everton Football Club? You know, I think it's going to be a defining couple of two or three months for Martinez of its future.
No, John Stones as well, Rob. They said he had a bit of a hamstring niggle. We're not too sure how much of that was true or whether he just decided to rest the kid who's had a little bit of a difficult time of late.
Yeah, and they had a clean sheet without it.
Yeah.
I mean, so...
No, one or two have mentioned as well. Rob Les in goal. So, you know, back to clean sheets for them. Finally, Rob, I just want to touch on Aston Villa with you because I just kind of feel a little bit sorry for Villa fans out there. They did absolutely no business in the transfer window. They have a big game against West Ham. Jordan Ayew elbows an opponent in the face, gets a red card. Another defeat. And there was rumours after the game, one or two of the press were saying that the rumblings that Remy Gard is considering his future at Aston Villa.
I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, just looking at his press conferences, he looks just fed up, absolutely disappointed, let down by the board and by the hierarchy that sold him a story of coming to our club, we trust you and all this kind of stuff. We'll give you new players in January. Nothing's happened. I wasn't a big advocate of going out and spending a load of money to try and gamble on staying up because I don't think they will stay up, but you could have made some cuts. Yeah. You could have brought in some players with an eye to the championship. Jordan Rhodes that went to Middlesbrough would have been somebody they could have looked at. You know, start to plan a little bit, not just do nothing, sitting on your hands. And what sort of chances he got in the championship with his lack of experience of getting them back up again?
And you talk about people you'd like to take with you, Rob. There ain't too many in that squad that I'd be wanting to back me in there. It was almost as though the club had thrown the towel in. And you know what? If I was an Aston Villa fan, I'd throw my season ticket in and say, you know what? If you're done, I'm done. I'm not going to even come and support you till you're in the championship. And then we'll take a look at things from there. But it's a sad state, Rob, for a really great team that look like they're heading to the championship. I'm afraid that's where we're going to have to leave it again this week, in a week where Leicester, Man City and Spurs kept winning. We'll be back on Sunday with another podcast to see if they can maintain their form and their nerve as we enter the last third of the season. And don't forget, for an extra dollop of Earl and Musto, you can listen to the Two Robbies radio show as presented by Land Rover every Saturday, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on NBC Sports Radio.
Want to earn extra cash for the holidays? Amazon Flex is expanding in the San Francisco Bay Area. Opportunities in Richmond, Oakland, and Daly City. Earn around $20 to $27 an hour delivering packages with Amazon. All you need is a car, a smartphone, and some free time. This is a great opportunity to be your own boss, deliver when you want, and make extra money. With Amazon Flex, you'll have flexible hours and great earnings. To get started, download the app at flex.amazon.com. That's flex.amazon.com. You must be at least 21 years old. Limited opportunities available. Get started at flex.amazon.com.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your crave.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.